know, Mr. Chairman, we're trying to solve some of the problems here that beset the whole nation. But I thought your satisfactory view, in the interest of your time, and check this with your associates, I'm going to touch very briefly on the history, very briefly on the status, sir, because you have all of the background that you need on it. And hopefully some recommendations that you and your staff might consider. Because I've seen this very, it's been on this later, basically a thumbnail sketch of a minute or two. There's some questions, sir, in the history of this bicentennial mission, as you know, has been going, sir, since 1956. Really started moving. We came in. First thing really been done, the first meeting has been held, but they still talk about having been 6 years. There was some question at that time in my mind whether a commission itself was the vehicle to implement, plan, and put forth a bicentennial. It said, for instance, that perhaps if we had a land man on the moon, NASA was a better place to do it than a commission. But the fact of the matter are we do have a commission with all of the diversity of public members, congressional members, cabinet members. We at that time were aware that we did not have the full representation of the ethnic groups and the youth and so forth. We submitted legislation, which you in turn signed, and we did increase the commission. Finally, did bring in the youth. We've got blacks on it now. We've got Indians. I think it's much more representative. But this was something that your office did without prodding or pushing from anyone else. It just took time to get it through Congress. So I think that the commission concept, within the concept of the commission, is probably much better than it was before. Some of the major problems that we've had in front, again, which you have the background on, was the Philadelphia Exposition, which staggered on. I think we come out of that reasonably well under the circumstances. A lot of cooperation with Mayor Lizzo, I think he's on our side.
Washington.
Exactly, sir. And all of the progress here on that, but it certainly did not prove back to the administration other than that of a local banker there that took a lot of media shots. We've had we had the problem with the Franklin Mint, and that's caused us a lot of problems in Congress. The question of putting out these coins and medals, we felt that the United States Mint was the appropriate organization to do that, and so did Miss Mary Brooks, and so did Miss many other people. But there were those in Congress that said that it should be given to Franklin Mint. They held it up for a year. As a result of that, instead of having the coins and medals about a year ago, they waited. Give you some idea of the costs involved for the taxpayers. Following your message on July 4th, Mr. President, we started to sell those things. We sold over $4 million worth in the first 2 weeks. We have generated, over $2 million.
Everybody wants them.
Sure they do. And the fact that they're coming from the Mint, sir, has much more value to them. But we practically, from business terms, made $2 million available for the commission now, over and above costs, mailing, and everything else. What I'm talking about, Mr. President,
when are they going to be ready?
They're going right now. But we lost the years, what I'm saying, from some of these. And in so doing, engendered a lot of bad will from those who said, why the hell aren't we doing it? To the others that said, you're not going to do it. When Mr. Patton said, if you go to Franklin Mint, he's going to knock it off. One of our Republicans from Philadelphia, Congressman Williams, said that's where we should go. But these are just backgrounds, sir, not to tie you up, as to where some of the pressures are coming from in and out. Then the last item on history, very quickly, is the idea of the bicentennial parks. Was our feeling on that, with the support of most commissioners, to take some of your legacy of parks program and tie it into the bicentennial by saying we want, as your message said, Mr. President, all 50 states involved, a place to go, a forum of the past, and so forth, and eventually Nixon Park sounds kind of go. Tremendous idea. We've been bogged down on that. We got it approved by the commission in concept, but doing a feasibility study, we finally got the money about 2 weeks ago. This gets to my other point, that we're in a bind, Mr. President, to come up with an idea, implementing it becomes a problem, and then you become fair game for those who say you're doing nothing. But the whole idea of parks, and I read your remarks, I believe the day before yesterday, in papers, so far as the use of land, is precisely what we're trying to do. And one could argue with the merits of it or not, but at least it's a constructive idea, so constructive, Mr. President, that all 50 state governors unanimously accepted it. The only thing that I think 50 governors have ever agreed on. And in one day alone, we had editorial approval from the New York Times, the Christian Science Monitor, and the Washington Post in one day. So that there was
a very bad proposal.
Well, it's my thing. But the fact of the matter is, it was a constructive big idea, whether it's good or bad, rather than something that's taking. Well, I think very basically, Mr. President. Now, the status that concerns me a little bit, and incidentally, this I discussed with my vice chair, Homer Lewis, this whole thing, and also with Eric Johnson, and to a degree with Jim Cotton. They know precisely what I'm presenting to you. We're concerned that it's getting to be a political football. No question, we're certainly willing to take the heat and move in that direction, but you can see, sir, whether it be Philadelphia, whether it be the Mint, whether it be the Parks, so forth, and we go to the Chicago. And yet we're getting crucified because we're not.
I say, which we are always about everything. Everything good is politics. So that's the bastard, you know. Supposed to get revenue sharing. I say we're making politics off. This is good for the country.
Yeah.
Same thing. That's why they're treated. They know this be political, make the most of it. Isn't that true?
That's right.
But we're not. We're trying to do our very best to do it in the bye bye. But you see, the bastards always say that anything good, well, that's politics. What do they want us to do? Just quit doing anything because it might help us. That's the argument. I know what they're up
to. I agree with the president.
But I know you're wrong. You've got to bend over backwards.
Well, we've really tried to do that. I'm getting off the great expectations. I think it would be presumptuous of me to point out the tremendous opportunities, Mr. President, on this between now and 76 and hopefully after. I won't even comment on some of the dichotomy in the commission itself so far as those who believe we should just celebrate on the Boston Post Road with a lot of people walking up and down with groups of tricolor hats versus the other group saying we've got nothing to celebrate with. I mean, it's somewhere in between, and I think you've struck that balance in the Heritage and the Open House and Horizon. But there are differences in that from the commission point of view, which relate to the first one. But then, either here or there, Mr. President, I could go on rhetorically and so on. I'd like to make some recommendations from the field consideration. I've discussed them with Len, I've discussed them with Ken, and I think that they represent the thinking of my inner group of the Bicentennial Commission executives. First, in some way, Mr. President, I think we have to increase the priority rating of the Bicentennial. Because if we don't, we're just going to be sitting out there being picked at, being accused of politics, but not really using politics. The leverage that we can get, specifically. I think we need your assistance, Mr. President, with strong support from the executive departments. We have some 15 to 16 cabinet members on that commission. In my 27 months, there's yet to be one out of me. Now, what happens on it, Mr. President, not just their input, it's the appearance. And it reflects itself with the press and others of saying that the administration and the White House really doesn't care about the Bicentennial. Now, that's the dichotomous situation of some saying we'll use it politically and others saying we don't give a damn.
It can't be like
that. That's right. That's one. Now, they're being represented in many cases by federal representatives. I think that in many cases, those federal representatives, Mr. President, are way down in the hierarchy. They either don't have the clout to influence what should be done. And secondly, I find many people cited the Fed reps and all don't share the allegiance that some of us feel to the administration. You know, that sometimes is bothersome, you know, and I've said openly, totally to your appointment. The bureaucracy and so forth. I think that if we could elevate that up to assistant secretaries and under secretaries, and occasionally a cabinet member, Mr. President, you've got 4 meetings a year. I mean, out of 13 cabinet members, that's 52 meetings. We ought to be able to get one for each meeting or two. And that way you get the...
Well, we can handle this. I would like a direction to go to the members of the cabinet that they are who appoint to attend all of these meetings. They are appointed an assistant secretary. Responsible, that he is to attend all meetings. I'm miserable now, and you have to go through all the criticism and the nitpicking and the nitpicking. I watch them do something. It's terrible what they've done. It's terrible.
Yeah, but wouldn't it come out of there?
But you know, it's part of the problem is that, well, but Philadelphia's problem is now, Philadelphia was out of their context in mind, the businessmen and others up there, not to get busy and put on and be the single city. They're out of their mind. They ought to do it. It's worthwhile. It's, they should have had a World's Fair or something, you know, thing about the vision. And that's the trouble now. I mean, nobody's, this 200th anniversary of the United States of America, and these assholes are playing this kind of a game. It's just, it makes you sick. It really is.
Well,
that week and everything, and we put on that program at the archives, and we were on television. The people seem to be interested. They bought $4 million of metal. So
$70,000 of them, Mr. President, to which the people are interested, we can get to them. And it seems to me for us to lose this opportunity. And I spoke to John Mitchell about this 6 months ago, and I said, you know, this is a tremendous thing politically for us if we do it right. But conversely, if we let it slip, it's not slipping.
I've seen a few of them, and let you know it's by Martha Newsom. I forgot what the hell is happening here by September. I know what it is, and that we're not backing it. We are backing it, but I guess our backing must become more prevalent.
Well,
so I think that now, what we want to do now, I'm going to let us hear on the things that have to do with the, like, cabinet and, you know, things like that. You can work with us, go follow up. But on basically the whole conceptual thing, the ideas, let us, the man that's in charge, I will see the man whose recommendations I will listen to. You know what I mean? So you and Len keep in close with the contact, and then Len, you and Dave would see that.
Well, see that
you carry out operation.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's your job.
I don't
want you to do that.
I do
want these guys, you, but I don't want you to get into the things other things that you're supposed to do. Glad you do the terminal of creating. You're the creative man. I mean, for example, being able to get the damned the park out here, is that screwed up too?
Yeah, Congress has given us a hard time on that. We're trying to just
they don't want it or what?
They
want the money? Or
they
think it's a bad idea?
No. I don't think it's reached that level. They did not approve the money needed for the planning. And
I know what you're
some other money in order to get that planning money. And
we got any planning money?
Well, we don't have the planning money as of now.
Can't we just take it out? Is there any other place we can get it? How much is it?
I really would scrap it. Such a good $1.5 million, I
think. We ought to get it in the Congress.
We'll get it, yeah. That's where we need it from. But that's worth scrapping for. So we really have developed a beautiful thing. A
beautiful thing, really. It's fairly important.
Yeah.
And that should be ready by 76.
But we're going ahead with some of the planning we can do with the
Look, on the planning side, find a little money. I know we don't have any emergency fund. But good God, that damn department, the public works, I mean, the Department of the Interior, I mean, now they're in charge of parks, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
They have plenty of money.
It's in there.
Tell some of those jackasses to get off there and put some money over here.
Go
to them. Give them a $500,000 to start with so you can get somebody working in the damn plant.
All right. The problem that Dave is struggling with here is the home lead time factor.
I know. That's the thing about
this. But speaking of,
he's got a lot of things.
He's got a lot of things.
He's
got
2 years on the building. Right. Now,
Okay.
So we'll take care of that. I understand the situation. Now, let me ask you about the Congress. You're going to have a hell of a tough time up there, aren't you? What are you going to tell them?
Well, you get the Congress broken into two pieces, Mr. President. One is the confidence of the executive director of investment intended as a stopgap, because it's how I feel we should be able to find somebody that can put it in and move in that direction, who's perhaps more politically inclined, but at least it's more common. Now, going up before the Hill, I think we have a good story, Mr. President.
The main thing you can tell them well.
I do.
And with respect, really, it's a question of a good story of being able to tell it. You could sell a bad story, so you just go ahead and do it.
Well, that's right,
yeah,
sir. I think we've got a good one, though, and I spoke to Holden. We've done a lot of homework to this. May I be presumptive again to say part of the problem that we hear, and I have identified rumor, in fact, I don't know. This commission, this Senate Investigating Committee, was really called together by Mathias and Kennedy, both who have their own reasons for it. God knows we've tried to cooperate with Senator Mathias. I've been to see him. I've asked him to arrange congressional business for me, and he says he has, but somewhere he doesn't. He is bringing this to the fore, for good or bad, I don't know. Senator Kennedy is taking an active position, and I think for two reasons, and I'll identify them as gossip. But from our sources and so forth, and from Senator Brooks' office, et cetera, that A, he feels that the Republicans do, Congressman Williams and Congressman Schwenkel, both Republicans, and Senator Mathias are taking shots. He gets a free ride at this. The ride is right through. He's also going to demand that the rights of the president, and I'm told, so far as appointing the members, be bipartisan. The appointees become Democrats and Republicans, etc. There's a lot of things I just wanted to point out to it as a part of the reason for these Senate hearings. In the Senate hearings on what the commission is doing, I think could have really been covered without hearings. And I think even Mathias would agree to that. Because I've met with him, and Brad Morse, and here's what we're trying to do. Here's what we want to move, here's our program, here's our book, and everything else. I think they want the notoriety, Mr. President. I think they want the hearings for purposes other than ascertaining what's being done by the vice president. And I think that that's one of the reasons I was saying to Brad and to Ken, we need a lot of legislative help. We've been working now with Mr. Timmons and all of this to make sure that, you know, when we go before Congress, that Jerry Ford gets us the votes. You know, the big support we've had in Congress is President, really, the last time around was from Julia Butler Hansen and from Congressman Donnie O'Neill. And Julia Butler Hansen said, please tell the President of the United States that I'll support him in anything he wants on his bicentennial, but we need support from this, and I'm getting bloody by fighting the Williams and the Schwenkels and the other Republicans. In fact, I was to see her this afternoon. And I do
my part. Well, personally, I read him about
Lincoln. He wants a historian. He wants the whole thrust of the thing to be history and not any emphasis, I guess, on the future or the involvement of other peoples or what have you.
He's somewhat upset by the appointment of these younger members to the commission. There's the point, sir, on the polarization. You can't win it both ways.
And Schwenkel was always a guy, you know, with a beat and come on, good ideas and so forth. It's, and he just ought to be more reasonable. He can't run it.
He just said that one thing on his mind, the historical side. Centennial, the one from this is the same way. Civil War centennial already.
Which he claims is, you know, very, very productive. Now, you talk to other people, and they don't feel that. They feel it was quite bad. But what happens, Mr. President, you find some unholy coalitions in here moving against you. You've got Mr. Schwenkel on one side saying it should all be history, and the commission's not doing worth a damn. And then you got the Zionists on the other side saying, you know, we should be solving all of the problems of the world.
Yeah.
And
let's put all the money in the schedule.
Well, that's precisely it. And it's somewhere in here. And that's what I'm saying, Mr. President. I believe the purpose of these hearings that they're calling for, they all find a shot, but it's all a different one. I thought, you know, you and the White House should be aware of it. But I think our only salvation for the bicentennial for the country, what we want to do is to move in that direction, rather than advocate and let it float and be saved up for every one of these babies that want to come along. We should have the best executive staff, Mr. President, in Washington. I think that it's more important that we have the pros, the knowledgeable, the swingers, the young people, rather than a staff that's been more or less given to us as handouts by the departments, which is where the staff started. The staff could be a lot stronger. The director could be a lot stronger. But the next 4 years, Mr. President, this is where the action should be. Because it's a commission that ends in 4 years, it has a peak and a climax in 4 years, of all of the things about America and all the things, it should have a high priority by your office, which I know you share, by the group of people we attract, by our relationship with Congress, and then it will become self-fulfilling.
Realistically speaking, I would think that between now and the election, we're going to take some long slips on that we can't recover from, and that's hard.
After the election.
Ought to be on getting geared up so that you can move into right after the election.
It's being very practical. Let me suggest that you recognize between now and election, I'm not going to give you anything that they can help us. Try to finesse everything that you can, know basically a profile that you can after the election. Then we can move in and throw out everybody in the staff that you want to throw out, put in new people. A bunch of problems are, I must emphasize, are critical. We'll examine those carefully. But be sure that we recognize that you have to have a high priority here and then go out. But I think you've got to realize, Dave, I think you've got to mark some time to get out of lunch. And know it. But I get up there and be very nice to these fellows and don't argue with them too much. Tell this stupid struggle that, well, we want to cooperate and we should be your help and so
important thing we have facing is to pull this country together. Despite all of the shots, the time I've put into this, I've seen it. I mentioned the sale of ice and many metals. You see it, sir, when you go out to these states, you see it when you're talking to people. And then when I came, when I had difficulty, except perhaps I'm too pregnant from a physical, how we can get from here to there a lot easier?
Software. Lots of government. So we'll work with you on the capital things, I say. The main thing is get that directive out now.
Yes, we'll get that out.
And then what we may do is to take, delay the cabinet thing just a little with this thing in mind. See what these people do. You call a meeting of your commission, right, a week or so after it, and then these guys don't show up, and if you don't get the cooperation, then they get the cabinet. Does the cabinet. See what I mean? Rather than this proposed, the cabinet should be informed. But let's get you selling at the lower levels, you know, or by the order of the assistant secretaries. But at the assistant secretary level, nobody lower is to attend any meeting. That's the order.
Well, that's the one last point here, President, for prevailing the time. Because, for instance, we're trying to put forth all of the administration is doing this like today.
Yeah.
But I believe that our role is to coordinate. We can't implement everything in the 50 minutes, commission know-how. But we can coordinate through the departments. But that means the departments have to tell us what the hell they're doing. And they also have to give us some manpower. If everybody sits back and says, this is mine, what do they got over there? I'm speaking directly, openly to you. It will work. But I mean, if they come in and say, this is what the president wants, and this is what defense is planning, and this is what Congress is planning, and this is what else, we could go before this commission, this committee next week, and inundate them with plans and progress, rather than something.
You don't have to do that.
Not to any great degree.
Because why?
Well, you know, you talk to somebody down the line, and they have no power. They say, well, we can't get up. In very few cases do we have
them. Okay, you let them do it. Can they work out a directing? I don't need to see it, but you've got the sense of what you want.
Yes.
And we have a good, strong directing to these people in our center. Is that fair enough?
Yes. Yeah. We'll take care of that. Get it out today.
Yes, sir. Before we go,
here's your new document.